Today's daf is Tainus daf Tes Zayin. Tainus daf Tes Zayin. We left off the top of Tes Zayin. Amud Aleph, three lines down from the top of the page. Fourth line we're up to. We're learning B'schus for Shlema for Aryeh Leib ben Miriam and Eliyahu Yisrael ben Chaya Shalamis, of course. We are, and Tzfiari ben Chana. We are middle discussing the process of the fast, what they did in the town square during the fast. So we discussed yesterday in the Mishnah, right, it's Machlokes Rishonim, whether this process is only by the last seven fasts for a drought, for lack of rain, or by any other calamities as well. Seems to be Machlokes the Ran and the Rambam, whether it's relevant for Dafka rain or for other calamities as well. Okay, one quick point. We discussed yesterday in the Mishnah, we had a long Mishnah that really was all the Mishnahs for the Perek. And we had mentioned in the Mishnah that the Anshei Beis Av and the Mishmer would not be Mashlam their fast. They wouldn't be Mashlam fast. Our Mash explained, because since they have to Avoida, it's hard to Avoida when you're fasting. The issue that Lizer brought up in the Shir was that when you're not Mashlam fast, that just means you fast pretty much till Shkia, you just break before Shkia. So how would it help that they're breaking the fast till just before Shkia? L'chara, they went through the entire day of Avodah in a situation of fasting. How would it help? So we answered by the Shir that perhaps it's the psychological knowledge that they could break the fast early, and depending on how tired they are, they could break it as early as they need to. That psychology is enough to help them get through the fast. And that's what we left to do in the Shir. After the Shir, he sent me from a Sfas Emma. Sfas Emma says exactly word for word, this Shaka V'taya. Number one, he asked the Gasha, how does it help? His first answer is that the fact that they know they can pass Pasali is the Fasemis' words, therefore that alone is a help. His second teretz, which he seems like preferably more better than the teretz that we said, is they used to break it after Chatzais. So even though the Gabi, the other things, when we say Mashlimin, it means you're not mashing the fast till Shkia, but you do fast most of the day. You just break it before Shkia. The Gabi, the Anshei Beis Mishmer, or the Anshei Beis Av in the Mishmer that are on call, they break it by Chatzais according to Fasemis. Very interesting. Okay. Says Gemara. We send the Mishnah, we're going to have a simon now. Rechayv Teva, Sakim, Efer, Kvura, Maria, Simon. Okay, we send the Mishnah that we bring the Aron out to the Aron Kodesh out to the Rechayv. Ask the Gemara. Lomi Yates and the Rechayv. Why do we bring the Aron out to the town square? Rechayv Rab Amar, Lemar, Zaka, Betzina, Vlainanu, Nevaz, Vatsmina, Befrasya. We cried out Betzina. Which it's as if we're saying we cried out in the shuls. Interesting, we're calling the shuls sinna. We cried out in the shuls in an enclosed area, and we weren't answered. Let us go out to the public. First of all, it's all the shuls together now, and the town square, Professia, and let us be mivaz ourselves, and hopefully we'll get answers in that sense. We're crying out about our bad deeds and how we're begging for mercy. So maybe that will be answered. Shaka Shamar, different nikuta. Not so much the bizui, not the bizoyin, but rather the gullus. Galinu. We run into gullus. Gullus seinu mechaper leinu. We went into like an exile from our shuls, let the exile be the kapara, and maybe through that will be zechut terrain. To Sudut Malchim, whether it's Bezayin or whether it's the Golas. My Benaya, what's the chil between the Sudut Malchim? Ik Benaya, what's the Afkmina? To Golim Bekinishta, the Bekinishta. What if they wanted the Golas from their shul to a different shul? What if everyone went, they played a game of swapping locations for shuls? Everyone's not in their regular makam. That's in a sense a Golas, but it's not a Bezayin because he's still Betzina. So if the issue is Golas, it would be a Galinu. But if she was Bezayin, it wouldn't be considered a Bezayin. Okay. Now, there's three points to this. First, point number one is Rambam brings a third reason. Interesting. Agamar brings two reasons why they went to town square. One reason is Bezayin, to do Befahesia in the public. Second is Gullus. That's the second reason brought by Rambam. By the Gemara. Rambam brings a third reason, just practicality. That to have all the people, by this type of tefillah, when there's been a drought, and they're fasting, and having moving the aron to town square, everyone's coming to the sasifa. Everyone's going to be there. There's no room. No shul is going to be able to house all the people. No place is going to be able to fit them all. And therefore, for practical purposes, it just made sense to do it in town square. Very interesting svar for Rambam. What's interesting is that Gemara doesn't bring it. And the Mefarshim are bothered. Rambam's being a completely new svar that Gemara doesn't bring. Perhaps Rambam in a different girsa, but that is the discussion based on Rambam. Point number two. On the first explanation, we said, why they go b'chutz? Rav Chiya Rabba said, because we're crying out in public, because crying out in private didn't help. So the Sefer Erech Masharim wants to say that actually it's more than that. It's not just that the crying in private didn't help. There's two types of chatoyim. There's chatoyim that we do, there's a various that we do b'tzina, and there's a various that we do chalila b'farhesia. Each have their own, carry their own weight. Each have their own chumash by. Farhesia obviously carries more of a chilul Hashem, and b'tzina carries more of an idea that we're not scared of Hashem, only is kira people. Each one has its own chumras. So we do tshuva, so to speak, even in the shul, mamish tzina. But even we do tshuva in the shul, we daven in the shul, and now we're davening for Hasya. The Gemara's Lashon Kelidias, we're going for Hasya to invaz ourselves, and maybe that will help. Being that the shul didn't help, but Baruch Hashem wants to say that maybe we're corresponding to two types of averas. We've already did tshuva in the shul corresponding to averas shebet tzina, and now we're doing tshuva in public corresponding to averas shebet for Hasya. The Masifta brings beautifully a third point from the Lishma V'limudim, the Sefer Lishmaya V'limudim, as follows, that there's two reasons why a person will come to Chet. A person will come to Chet either because of his gaiva or because of his taiva. Two very basic reasons. These, if you sum up all chataim within two reasons. Either his gaiva, he holds himself in his high stature and he doesn't properly respect the servitude, his subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Torah mitzvahs, so he just doesn't give enough chashivas to it, and therefore he sins. Or no, if Adi holds HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah mitzvahs in the utmost respect, but Lamai says taivas get the better of him. Two reasons why a person comes to chait, taiva or gaiva. The two things that we're doing, again, two different answers in the Gemara, but the two different reasons the Gemara gives why we go to the town square, it comes to combat these ideas. If you go out to Bezayin, Bezayin is a steer to Gaiva. Being Mavazo oneself is the exact opposite of Gaiva. And if it's out to Golos, Golos is a steer to Taiva. Taiva is the idea of being pleasure, of being in comfort, of being in a matzav of enjoyment. And Golos is exactly opposite. So the Galinu and the Bezayin come to combat these two things, as I like to say for Lishmaya, Vlimudim. Vaiter, next idea in the Mishnah. Lama Yaitim Ruchayiv. Sorry, let me make it as a table of Rechavish there. Why do you bring the Aron Kodesh out? Could we go to the Rechav? Why do you bring the Aron Kodesh out to Rechavish here? Amish Levi Lamar, Klit Sanua Hayalanu, Venis Baza Bavanenu, to teach us that we have this Klit Sanua, this Aron Kodesh, I was again referring to the Aron Kodesh in Shul as being Sanua because it was in a private Shul, and now it's become Nisbaza, it's been brought outside, and it's out by our public begging, our public repentance, it's outside with us because of our virus. There's an unbelievable Tevechayim at Sanz over here. Everyone's familiar with the idea that if a Sefer Torah falls, then there's a common concept that if a Sefer Torah falls, is supposed to fast 40 fasts, 40 Tanesim. There's an idea of 40 Tanesim, that such a concept exists. And the Shaila is, where does it come from? Tevechayim at Sanz is struggles. He's bothered. What's the source of fasting? Obviously, everyone agrees it's a terrible thing if a Sefer Torah or any Sefer Kodesh falls. But where does the idea of fasting come from? And he brings various sources that he's seen or heard over the years, and he dismisses them all. He does not like them. He's unhappy with these other sources. Finally, he settles on our Gemara. Our Gemara is really almost the opposite direction, that our Averus, which were Ba'atzim, a private bezayin to the Sefer Torah, cause that the spectacle has to happen when Sefer Torah is brought in public and causes more of a public bezayin through our Averus, and it's all connected with fasting while we fast. So it's almost the opposite, that if a direct bezayin happens to the Torah, namely the Torah falls, there too we would fast also for the bezayin of the Torah. Again, with the notion that the reason that the Sefer Torah itself fell also must have been, the cause of it must have been the fact that we had Averus in the first place caused the Sefer Torah to fall. But he combines the same concept, same ideas to our Gemara and says this is a source for the concept of fasting. However, it doesn't say anything to do with, I see, some bothered fasting 40 days. He doesn't say there's any source of your fasting 40 days. Hitaka says you don't fast 40 days. You'd fast a Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Those in the Tzibur that are able to would fast on Monday, Thursday, Monday, and those who are unable to would give stuck instead. They would give stuck instead of fasting Monday, Thursday, Monday. That is the Divrei Chaim Sanz. The Chidak, she says, the idea of fasting for a Sefer Torah or a Sefer Kodesh falling has no makar. To be clear, what that means is no makar in Drabanans, in Deraisas, in Gemara, but a minig it is. Certainly it's a minig. We know it's a minig. Things don't just come down to us with no basis. It's a minig, but it's not more than that. It's a minig, not an absolute Chiv Deraisa or Drabanan. Okay. The Laman is Kasim Besakim. Why do we dress ourselves in sackcloth on these fast days, when we join the town square, why are we dressed in sackcloth? So the first question is, where did we see the Mishnah that we put on sackcloth? The Mishnah mentioned going to the town square. It mentioned being the Aron Kodesh. It mentioned putting the ashes. We're going to speak about that soon. It didn't say anything about sackcloth. So the Rishonim want to say, the Enochrami, that it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, but that was clearly the practice that they knew. The Gemara knew that was a practice of what was being done when they had these fasts, and therefore the Gemara is asking it, even though it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. However, the Meiri has a beautiful chap when the Zaken calls out, this we quote in the Mishnah from Sefer Yaina, and he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the people of Nineveh. He didn't look at the sackcloth and the fasting. Rather, he looked at the tshuva And the Ma'aseh B'Tayiv him. If you look at the fact that they repented from their ways, that's how Kosh Baruch Hu answered the tefillas. You see very clear in the conversation that there was sackcloth that was being worn, and that wasn't the main point. But you see it was being worn, so if the Zakin is telling it to the Am, it would indicate that even though the Mishnah says clearly that they put on sackcloth, that used to be the Anhaga, maybe as a nice chap, where this Gemara is coming from. Okay, so Gemara says again, why did they put on sackcloth? Amar Chi Abba, Leimar, Harina Chashuv Kibahema. Well, like Kibahema, sackcloth is the goats here. Well, like Kibahema, Flamanis Efer Mikla Kaviteva. And why do we put Efer Mikla ashes on top of the Aron? Amar Abidim Bazi, Klemar, Imanech B'Tzara. Like Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm with you in the Tzara. Just like you don't have your B'Tzara, it represents that the Shechina is also B'Tzara. Reshak Shem Chotz Mesel Maitzara. In every distress, he's in distress, he's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm not sure if it's different than the Shechina. Maybe it's more in the Shechina. It's not just the Shechina is in Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Tzara. I think it's one and the same. Okay? When I saw them putting ashes on the Aron, initially, in the first moment, my whole body shook. It was such an emotional sight of ashes on the Aron Kodesh. It caused my whole body to tremble. That's the idea of we're trying to demonstrate, I mean, they're trying to raise such inspiration. And Reb Zeira said his body used to shake. You see, this happened even in Reb Zeira's time. His body used to shake. And that is the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, so to speak, being with us in B'Zion, and that should be Ma'ar, the Eilam, the Tzibah, to do proper tshuva and beg for mercy properly.
So what happened? So what happened?
Well, I'm not sure what the question is.
What happened?
One second, slow down. So today's fast days are not like this. We have one fast day that's similar to this, similar to the tiniest of back in the day, called Tisha B'Av. And wait a second, pause. We'll get to it soon. Tosfos says we will learn something out what we do today on Tisha B'Av from those fast days. We will. These were unique to a drought. These were unique fast days for a drought or for calamity. Why don't we make today by calamities? I'm not sure if we wouldn't. Maybe we would. Why don't we make? We'll see. Maybe more later in the Masechta. But you can't compare the other Tanisim besides Tisha B'Av that we have to these. Anyway, we had the Gemara a couple times already that said that we have no Tanis Tzibur, this status, this level of Tanis Tzibur anymore besides Tisha B'Av. The only fast that we have that remotely resembles these is Tisha B'Av. And we're actually going to see, with your logic, Hirsch, we're going to see Tosfos makes a connection in the very next few lines. Let's see. Sit tight. Says the Gemara, Flaminais and Efer Makla, Efer Beresh Rukach Vechon, why do you put ashes on the head of each and every one? Pliki Bar Levi, Rechama, Rechanina. We're going to have a few machlekes now between Rav Levi, Rechama, and Rav Chanina. He has machlekes someone. We don't know who says what, but they both explain why you put ashes on each person's head. Chanam Arani Cheshuv and Lefanecha Efer. One says the message is, we're like nothing, we're like ashes. Chanam Kesh Yitzchak, Afroi Yitzchak, in order that should be remembered for us as a schus, the Afroi of Yitzchak, the Efer of Yitzchak, by the Akedah, the Afroi of Yitzchak. So now, my B'nai, what's the chilik? Obvious chilik. Ik B'nai, Afer Stam. Chilik is, but they accuse Afer dirt, or it's got to be ashes. If it's Stam that we're nothing, off of Afer, dirt or ashes, both represent nothing. If it's to remember the Afer by the Akedah, by the carbon, by Yitzchak, then it has to be proper Afer. Taisa jumps in over here and says, like we have Taisa yesterday, which we said was a Pella, Taisa's third Taisa on the page says that the idea of Afer is it's got to be Dafka Afer from a human bone. To remind us of the Afer of Yitzchak, we had two problems with that yesterday. First of all, since when is it mutter to have Afer from a human bone? Number one. Number two, by Yitzchak, Yitzchak wasn't shechted. There was an Afer of Yitzchak. Yitzchak ultimately was swapped out for the Ayil Pashtus. So we said a teretz yesterday, those are the ones that answered in Tosfos. The Tosfos wrote, it's got to be Afer and then letter Aleph with a line without completing the word. And the editor stuck in the word Adam, Afer Adam. And Tosfos meant to write Afer Ayil. But you see over here, Tosfos doubling down, sure to say again, Tosfos over here means, you could say the same teretz again, but it's not so geshmak that again, Tosfos wrote, Atzmais Aleph, and the editor again put an Adam. It's twice already. We're today saying Atzmais Adam. Very mechudishtika idea in Tosfos. Okay. Lami Yitzel the basic chorus. Why do we go to basic chorus? Pligi Rav Leim Bechama Rachina. Again, same to Amaram argue. Why do we go basic chorus on these fast days? Chadam Rav Nichashuv Levanech Mesim. Presumably the same opinion said before. Hareinu, we're like ashes. We're like Mason. Same idea as before. We're like nothing. We're like Mason. In order that the Mason should be vakish on our behalf, they should beseech mercy on our behalf. My benayu, it cannot be quick. Akam. The afkamin is, which kvaron can we go to? If we're going to just demonstrate symbolically we're like Mason, go to any cemetery, even a cemetery of Goyim. If we're going to cemetery, in order the Mesem should be vakish rachman for us, then we have to go dafka obviously to a Yiddish cemetery, kivrit tzadikim, we don't have schosavis, you want to go to a cemetery where it's Yidden, not Goyim. Says Tosfos, Hirsch, you like this? Jump into Tosfos, Divrei Masechta Yetzin. fourth place on the page. Mekan noigim b'chomakayim leilich lebasic verse petes ba'av. Just like they went to the basic verse back then on these fasts, we're going to go to the basic verse on Tisha B'av. Sherei tes ba'av have a tainus seber k'mayshul esav menegshamim. The only tainus that we have today that's like the fast of Farain is that resembles it a little bit is the fast of Tisha B'av. And Taka, we go to the basic verse. We go to basic verse Tisha B'av. That's where it comes from. Same like our Mishnah. Very good. So you've gotten to that idea. Now, there's a couple of points on this on this idea of going to basic verse. The second shot where it is kishivakshul elayim rachamim. 2 points to this. First of all, the notion of davening in basic verse in the first place. The Ritva brings that avada we don't go to basic verse and daven there, right? L'chor, we can't daven basic verse. Why? Because like the reish, it's like the reish. We have a concept that we don't wear tzitzis. We don't wear tzitzis when we walk through a basic verse. We don't wear tzitzis. Out, you know, those who are naig to have a tzitzis on a regular basis, you tuck them in when you on basic kavaras. Why? Because you're, so to speak, teasing the mesim that they can't no longer be kai mitzvahs, and we can. It's leg the reish. So if that's the case, we shouldn't be davening there either, says the Ritva. Therefore, Ritva says, if either we weren't davening mamish the basic kavaras, it was outside the basic kavaras, it was near the basic kavaras, but it wasn't in the basic kavaras because it would be a problem of leg the reish. Ritva. The Michas Lazar asked, what do you mean? It's Maisim B'chalayin that people go to Kfarim. Kever Rachel is a prime example. People go to Kever Rachel all day to Davin, and they Davin by the Kever. How can you tell me that you don't Davin by a Kever? I'll say Leg the Reish. Michas Lazar wants to suggest that it's not Leg the Reish by the Kivri of the Avis. Avis, I mean, obviously, Mais, Rachel, obviously, Mais. And who didn't anyone, any Kever that's from before Matan Torah? The idea is that anyone who's before Matan Torah, even if they're Mekayim at the Torah, they weren't Mechuyiv in the Torah yet. Since we didn't get the Torah yet, so therefore, it's not a leg l'reish to do any mitzvahs in front of them, and therefore, you could daven by the kever. Okay, that's a great answer for any kvarim that are before Matan Torah. But for all the kvarim we go to, Kivrat Zikim, that lived long after Matan Torah, what's coming to Peshat? So the Tzivan HaMikshela has a big idea that is a big leniency that allows for davening by the kever, not an issue of leg l'reish. He says because the most kvarim in modern era, are dug, the person's buried at least 10 tefachim below the ground. And we know 10 tefachim is considered a reshus. Once it's 10 tefachim below the ground, we're not mamish in the same reshus as the mace, and therefore there shouldn't be concern of leg the reish. Since the mace is submerged more than 10 tefachim below the ground, therefore it's not a concern of leg the reish. The idea, by the way, is, according to this, the reish shouldn't be concerned of tzitzit either. By the same token, if we're not worried about davening, I'll leg the reish because they're recessed in the ground depth, in the depth, then there shouldn't be a problem with this either. But it's a package deal, as Isaac the Netziv in Emek Shela, that the mesim are buried low down, and therefore not so concerned for leg the reish. And we case above a common being a separate svara. Anything that's done with kavan hames is not a concern of leg the reish. Anything done with kavan hames is not a concern as of leg the reish. And a big riot to this is the Gemara Ma'akatan says that by the Surah Shivas, when they were nifter, they would be bringing the yeshiva, and they were meshiv yeshiva al kivrei. They were meshiv in the yeshiva. They set up yeshiva al kivrei by the kaver of the Rashiva, of the gadol as nifter. How you meshiv Rashiva? Ain't like the Rashi to the Mizu. The same base magic you used to be part of now moves and is operating without him. That would be the biggest leg of the Reish. Terence says no. Since they're doing it for his kavod, says the Nemuki Yasef in Bava Kama, when it's being done for the kavod of the nifter, that's not considered like the reish. Perhaps davening by the kever of the nifter would also be considered the kavod of the nifter, and that wouldn't be a problem of leg the reish. But there's another very important
Kaddish and Tehillim would fit nicely with that.
Sorry?
Kaddish and Tehillim would fit nicely with that.
Exactly. 100%. Now, there is one other key point over here, that when we talk about davening by the kever avis, the Ramah brings the concept, it's bordering on this idea of going on Tisha B'Av, but the Machzor Shekel speaks it very clearly. We know it's the fifth animamim, right? Lo levad de relas balal, ve'ein luzulasei relas balal. It's only fit to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not to anybody else. There's a machlekes whether in slichas, and then the slichas, we say machnisei rachamim, or not. Machnisei rachamim is asking the angels, or those that carry tefillas, to carry the tefillas into Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then those that don't say it because we're davening to something else, some other entity other than Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, ultimately it's for the tefillas to be brought to Akash Brachim, but we're diving to an intermediary. We don't believe in intermediaries. There are other religions that believe in intermediaries. We don't believe in intermediaries. We believe in diving direct to Akash Brachim and only to Akash Brachim. What on earth does it mean over here? Diving to Mesim, says Machzor Shekel and Echadami. When we talk about davening in a basic forest, we're davening by Kibbutz Tzadikim. We are not davening to the mesim. It's a very important yisayid. We're not davening to the mesim. We're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'schus the mesim. We're not davening to the mesim. It's a very key factor. Pimigandim asks, Ela Maisa, in some of the lashonis of the tefillah, we daven, again, the ultimate goal is clearly for the tefillah to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we daven that the neshamas should bring the tefillah up. There are neshoyas about the mesim bringing the tefillah up, and I don't know if he brings Agamar the kasha, but Agamar is pretty black and white. What does Agamar say? Agamar says, Kedei sheyivakshu aleinu mesim rachamim. Agamar says it. Kedei sheyivakshu aleinu mesim rachamim. In order that the mesim should ask rachmanis for us. So we go to the basic verse in order that the mesim should ask rachmanis for us. It sounds like very much we're davening to an extent to the mesim. Michal says, no, chas v'shalom, we are not davening to the mesim. We daven in the presence of where the nifter is, and the nifter on their own should take up our tefillahs. But we don't daven to them. We don't daven to them at all. As an empathy, Michas Lazar, it's a big yisayid. It's one of the 13 animams. It's a very key factor to never forget. The minig agra was taken to never go to the basic verse b'chal. The Goyen, he went once, apparently, with his brother. He writes to him, once his brother, to go to the caver by the yard side of his mother. And he had big, afterwards, at first he was very happy he went, and then afterwards he had charata, he yelled it's a bad idea to be going to basic verse, and he never went to basic verse because of that. That's the minig of the Gaon. Okay, so it's my writer. My Hamaria. What is Hamaria? Now Hamaria really is not part of our fast day conversation. It comes up in the Misha Anna. Misha Anna l'Avram. Hamaria, who yad eschem, so the one who answered Avram Hamaria, but it's not, right, so the reason why we're explaining over here, Rashi says, is not so much because it's referenced in our Mishnah, partially that, but it's actually because the two opinions that argue about it are the same two opinions that should argue about the basic verse and about the Efer. Rav Levi Bar Chama and Rav Chanina. It says, my Hamaria. Pliki Rav Levi Bar Chama and Rav Chanina. Chanamar HaRisha, HaShiyatza Ben Hari Rav Yisrael means the mountain that Mira came to Klai Yisrael, the teaching of Torah came to Klai Yisrael, meaning it's Amaria, it's where the Lishkas Gazas was, it's Kimitzi and Tezi Terra, it's where the Sanhedrin Gedayla were in the Arabayas. Chanam HaShiyatzamenu, Mayra Leiv Chavim, it's the mountain where the fear went out to Leiv Chavim. Again, it's Vayit referring to the Arabayas, referring to where the Beis Hamikdash was, and that's where fear went out onto nations. Rashi brings a completely separate Pesha. Rashi brings that Ikadam Lishnachrina, Haramaria is Har Sinai. Hamarina is Har Sinai. We know it's not where the Makom HaKeid was. Shreya, we'll get there in a second. Hamarina is Har Sinai. And if it's also because certainly it's that mountain of teaching, because that's where we got the Torah. And also it's that mountain that caused the Goyim to be afraid, so to speak, because we got the Torah. We were chosen. That's actually someone who says the Lashon of Sinai. It causes the hate, which cemented the Sinai, the Sinah of the Goyim to the Yidden, because we got the Torah. L'chaira, it's two different places. So, there's a Medrash Yalkut Ruveni, so it's, I think it's multiple Medrashim, that bring this idea that by Mount Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the Har Maria, he brought it to Har Sinai, and I don't know if he merged it, or he brought it next to each other, in order that even though we got the Torah in Har Sinai, it should also have some of the Kedusha of Har Abayas nearby. This is a Medrash that fits very well with this Rashi. Okay. Hazakin Shabem, I'm afraid to Vikushim, the Zakin amongst them says words that bring them for introspection. Tanarabon, Imej Zakin, I'm a Zakin. If you have a Zakin, Zakin gives the shmooze. Vim lav, I'm a Chacham. If not, no Zakin, then a Chacham. Vim lav, if no Chacham, I'm a Adam Shatsura. If no Chacham, it should be given by Adam Shatsura. What is Adam Shatsura? A person of stature. What is a person of stature? Multiple explanations in the version. Some want to say it's a person who's not Mamash a Chacham, but he's epis a little bit learned. He just didn't reach the Madrega of Chacham Esther Rush. Others want to say it means a person who's a Chassid. He's not a Chacham, but he's a Chassid. As I learned in Meiri. He's a chassid. He's pious in his actions, but he's not mamashe etam chacham. Others want to say that he's someone that the Rashi brings another pshat that he's someone that's a community askin. So therefore, since he's a community askin, he has a stature. Others want to say Marshall wants to say he's a chacham emili d'alma. He's a chacham emili d'alma in worldly matters. He's a chacham not so much in Torah necessarily, but he at least has some sort of stature. The Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi wants to say that he the person is very tall. Simple, Tzura, Balkaima, Rashi says, that's by us. Rashi says Balkaima, he's tall. Rashi elsewhere, and that's what Taisus by us says as well. Rashi elsewhere brings that it's someone who is an imposing figure. He's almost like he's a good looking, he's an imposing figure. So it's, again, different versions of what's about a man of stature. Either way. So we have, that's the order. Zakin, older person, no older person. Chacham, no chacham, a man of stature, one of the many pshatim we just discussed. Oh, Zakin, Tikar, Mafla, Afgav, Lav, Chachamu. Ask the Gemara, does that mean Zakin is even though he's not a chacham? Does Zakin mean just age alone without chachamah? Am Rabbi Hachamar, Im Yesh Zakin, Buchacham, Am Yesh Zakin, Buchacham. No, we mean, if he's Zakin and a chacham, that goes first. Zakin includes Chacham. And we actually have a pasuk in the Torah that backs it up. What does the Torah say? Mebnei Seva Takam, Vadarta Pnei Zakin. Get up for Seva, that's old age. Vadarta Pnei Zakin, Zakin really means Zakin. So Zakin really has two connotations, elder and Chachma. And the same over here means both. If you have a Zakin who's a Chacham, that goes first. If you have Lav, I'm a Chacham. If you don't have a Zakin Chacham, then just put a Chacham up. If you have Lav, who's younger. If you have Lav, I'm Adam Shel Tzura. And if you don't have either a Zakin or a Chacham, you put up a person of Tzura. Achenu, what do they say? The price continues. It's not the sackcloth and the fasting that actually causes the tefillos to be niskabel. El tshuva by some type of garment. Tshuva by something that causes the tefillos to be answered. We find mentioned the number of them doesn't say by them. Barely kimas asakam sanisim. It's chazor. We said in the Mishnah. Akash b'chusud is the price, but it's chazor. We said in the Mishnah that Hashem saw their sackcloth and fast. That's what it says. El barely kimas masim. He saw their actions. Kishavu medacham ara. They repented from the evil ways, and that's when Hashem answered them. V'skasu sakam adam avema. Once we quoted pesukim from Yaina. We quote a few more pesukim, and we give the taich. They covered the people and the animals. The king commanded that the people and the animals should cover with sackcloth. This is the Melech of Nineveh. Mahav Avdi, what do? Asavim is l'chud v'alav, v'alav is l'chud. They tied the animals on one side, the mother animals, and the vladeis, the offspring of those same animals, were tied separately. Amal v'alav Ren Shalem, I guess they would keep them separate from each other, that the mothers couldn't tend to the offspring. Ren Shalem, im'aynam atam racham aleinu, einan racham aleilu. If you don't have rachmanas on us, we're not going to rachmanas on these animals. What the point of this is, they bring from an elaboration in Rashi that what it's coming to say is, we know we say every day davening in Ashrei, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Rachamav al Komasav. So we're trying to provoke that mercy that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has Rachamav al Komasav, and he's going to be upset at us kind of tormenting the animals. He should also have Rachmanis on us and give us rain. Others say the idea is that we're like, our behavior is terrible. We're like animals. So at least be merachem on us, like you're merachem on animals. It's a different malachim. A little difficult to understand exactly what the message over here was. But that's what they used to do. Vayikru elikim b'chazaka. And the melech says further, let them call to Kadosh Baruch Hu with strength by Amar. Amar fana ben shalaylam. Olav v'shein olav. If you have someone who's patient, who is a person who has good midas. And ain't olav. A person who's quick to the trigger. Tzaddik of Russia, you have a tzaddik in Russia. Minicha mimi. Who usually acquiesces to whom? Obviously, the tzaddik usually acquiesces to the Russia. He gives it to Russia. The Russia, because of his evil ways, the tzaddik is a mensch, has good midas. So to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're a savlin. Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though we know Kalam Kadosh Baruch Hu vatru, Rebbe said Kadosh Baruch Hu is just mevater. He vatru chayev. His life should be given up. But the taina was, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have the midas tevis. In the mili de alma, in this world, then people have midas tevis, they typically give way, they give in to those who have the bad midas just to let things be. So to give in dust, so to speak, and give us rain, even if we don't deserve it. Said the melech further, everyone should return, repent from his evil ways, and get rid of the chametz in his hands. My menachamas shebekabayim, what does the chametz in their hands? Amar Shmuel, afilu garish gaz marish, even someone stole the beam, upanav abira, and built into the palace. We know we have halacha, if someone steals a beam and builds into a house, he doesn't have to return the beam, because he's going to have to dismantle the house. What do? You pay the money. It's takanas mar. It's actually called takanas marish. It's called takana of the beam. Over here, what did the melech of Nimeh say? Mekakeh kol birkula, umachas marish lebalav. Destroy the entire palace and return the beam. Let's get rid of any shemits of gzela we have in our hands. And hopefully we'll have rechmanis and Akash Baruch Hu will save us from the famine. Amar Vad Rava. That's how the tshuva they did in Nineveh. Avad Rava, Adam Yishbet Avera, Mesvada, a person who does this based on this idea of getting rid of, you can't do tshuva without returning the Chamash every day. Based on this idea, the Gemara brings one of the more famous Gemaras in Shas. Amar Vada, or at least the Gabi Tshuva. Amar Vada, Adam Yishbet Avera, a person who has an Avera in his hands, Mesvada, and he confesses the Avera, but he doesn't retract. He doesn't make a conscious decision. He's not going to go back to do that avir again. Now, it doesn't mean that he knows with certainty it'll never happen. A person can make up his mind, I don't plan to do that avir again. And unfortunately, things happen. We succumb again. But point is, while he's doing tshuva, he's confessing to the sin. He already knows right then and there is no intent to refrain from doing it again. That's not a tshuva. Lama Udayim, what's it compared to? Al Mish Tefesh Sheretz B'Yaday, the person who is Tefesh Sheretz B'Yaday, Shafil Tevel B'Chameh Mes'Olam, the El Salay Tefila. Even if he's being Tevel in all the waters of the world, if he's holding the Sheretz, he remains tummy. Le'also le'tefila, tefila doesn't help. Zarki Madu, once he gets rid of the sharetz, kibush tov amrsa, once he gets rid of the sharetz, one small mikvah, 40 sa, is enough. Miyadol le'tefila, he becomes tar. Shinemak, he says, umayde vayze b'rucham, one who's mayde, he admits a sin, vayze, and he forsakes the sin. And again, forsaking the sin means, in that moment, Hashem testifies, can testify in his heart, that, in this person's heart, that he's not going to do that aveira, in that moment. That's enough. Nisla Venu El Kapayim, obviously we want it to be everlasting, but that's the idea. Nisla Venu El Kapayim, El Kel Bashamayim, to our Hashem, we lift up our hands to our God in heaven. So over here we're talking about the idea of not keeping the Kapayim we had before. We had the Kapayim before about the having stolen goods in our hands while we're doing tshuva is a problem. Here we're saying also the idea of having that vera in our hands while we do that while we're doing tshuva is no good. It has to be our hands are clean when we do that vera. That's attached to this pasuk of here. We use the same pasuk to discuss davening with sincerity, having our kapayim, our hands, lifting up our hands above our hearts. When we daven, it represents early in the Masechta, we explain that represents an idea of sincerity in our tefillos. Now there's a famous lamed shechakira about tevil sharetz biyadai. If you notice, the nusach I used when I mentioned this le'elso tefila, he remains tamei. Nusach is he remains tamei. It's actually a discussion amongst the achrenim. When a person goes to the mikvah, let's leave out the nekud of it in one's hand. When it's in one's hand, it feels like there's a chatzitza, whatever. Let's say he's just touching. He's in the mikvah and he was touching a sharetz the whole time. Somehow his hand was touching a sharetz the whole time while he's in the mikvah, and then he comes out of the mikvah. Is the pshat that he was tar while he's in the mikvah, and the second he exits the mikvah, and he's still touching the sharetz, now he's tamei, or he never became tar? Was he tar in the interim and became tamei again, or did he never become tar? What's the nafkamina? What difference does it make? Simple nafkamina. Nafkamina is, I shouldn't say simple, but the nafkamina legabe tumas mikdash kedusha v'lach is one who goes to the mikdash b'tumah has to be that he once knew he was tamei, forgot about it, went to the mikdash b'tumah. He has to be a carbon. Has to be a carbon of tumas mikdash of carbon of yard. He has to be going to the mikdash b'tumah. But if he never knew he was tamei in the first place, he need not go into the. He need not bring a carbon. If we say that this guy who was tevil v'sharetz touching a sharetz, if we say that he actually became tamei, he became tar for a moment, and then he became tamei again, this guy taka never knew he was tamei again. He never knew the second tumma is totally, again, talking about a case where the guy was unaware he was touching the sharetz. So he's totally unbeknownst to him, he became tummy again, he wouldn't have to be a carbon. If we say that the first tumma never left, yeah, it was unbeknownst to him that he was touching the sharetz, and he never became tar, but lamais, he never became tar. And the original tumma that he had, he always knew about. And therefore, he'd have to bring a carbon. Interesting enough, Kamina, but again, the lam de shayla was, did he ever become tummy? And did he become tar and became tummy again immediately, or he never became tar in the first place? That is the shayla. Okay, Zakti Mara. Amdu betzvila Mary lefeitev zaken. They get up to daven. This is going to be again. On the base looks quite long. It goes really fast. When the chazar over all the nusachos of the tefilas, they got up to daven. They put a zaken in front of the teva. Maridin lashem, reading going down. Like we said, me mamak b'si Hashem. Tarabon. Amdu betzvila af b'shtei yeshem zaken b'chacham. A Maridin lefeitev el adam ruggle. The key criteria for davening is someone who knows who's ruggle in the words. Someone who's ruggle in the tefila about tefila who's ruggle in the words. That takes precedent over zaken and chacham when it comes to the not the musa shemus when it comes to the tefilas. Avad, if you have a zakin, a chacham, who's ruggel, that's the best. Rabbi Daimer, metupel ve'inlai, someone has small children and doesn't have any food to give them. Yeshla yagia basadet v'yaseh reikam, he has to work in the field, so he's dependent on rain, and his house is empty of food. Upirkei na, well, the Gemara's in Spain, that means he grew up with a good reputation. Ushval berech, and he's a humble person, and mutzlam, and he's acceptable to all the people, v'yashla yimim v'kal arv, and he has a nice voice, and he keeps a nice key, ubaki, or has a nice tune, ubaki lukas b'tarvim v'ksuvim, he's a baki meaning tarvim v'ksuvim, v'lishav v'midrash, and to teach a medrash, palachas v'gadas, and alacha, and agada, ubaki b'chol g'brachas kulan, he's a baki in the brachas, first we speak out, and perhaps the idea of being baki in tarvim v'ksuvim is because a lot of the tefillas we say, we quote psukim, and therefore the fact he's a baki is key. That's the person shdaven, someone who meets all these criteria, that's what we look for. And the Rabbanu put their eyes, and who meets all these criteria? Rabbi Yisabami met these criteria. He's a bucky in Medrash Lachas, a god that's turned to being Ksuvim, beautiful voice, was able to keep a tune. He was Pirkei Na'ah, Shval Berech, humble, Murtzel Am. He has Yigiyah, unfortunately he has no food in the house, and he has young children. Perfect, he has all the miles. Top of Ambez. Hayna Metupel, ask the Gemara. Hayna Metupel, the Einlai, Hayna Beisereikam. Isn't the same thing? He has young children with no food, and his house is empty. Isn't it twice saying the same thing? House is empty, means no food. No, this is talking about a person whose house is empty from Avera. Beisereka means his house is empty from sin. So the tip of Ainla means no food. Beisereka means empty from sin. We're talking about a tzaddik. Okay. Pirkana means he has a good reputation from when he's young. He's not someone that was a little sketchy when he was younger and became about you, which is a beautiful thing, but when he's older, he was good from being young, from youth, someone that was always had a good reputation. What do we do with this pasuk? What does it mean? This pasuk Yirmiyahu is teaching us about the qualifications for a bal tefila. Putting a lion, that's the lesson of my inheritance, Klal Yisrael, was like to me a lion in the forest. He put forth the voice that I hated. It's still not when Klal Yisrael puts forth a bal tefila to represent the tzibur who's not fit for the position. That's the voice that Kadosh Baruch Hu Lila dislikes. And now we said in the Mishnah that the Chazan says in front of the Klal, Esmerabah brachas, 24 brachas for an Esri Shebuchal Yoim, Umaisvalam Eichesh, the 18 brachas every day, which you know is 19, of course, and extra 6 for the fast days. We addressed this in the Mishnah already, asked the Gemara, Hani Sheish, is it 7? Shevanavi, we added 7 in the Mishnah, Kiznan. We said in the Mishnah, El Shvias, who I remember Barakam Racham Lords, we added 7 brachas, not 6. Amnach Mitzak, my Shvias Larucha. We added 7 in the sense that 6 brachas were completely added, new brachas, and one of them we added a length to an existing bracha, namely Re'ena Vanyenu. We add in Gal Yisrael, we add length to that bracha. Kiditanya, Begal Yisrael, Myrech, V'chais Moimer, and the Chasim of the bracha, we say, Mishalas Avram, Bar Maria, Yan Eschem, Vishmab Kotakasrem, Mishahir, Yakot Saka, I am at that today, Baruch Gal Yisrael, Ve'enayim Machar of Amen, and the Am responds afterwards, Amen. Chazakas Aimer, the Brisa continues, the Chazakas says, Aim Lam, Tukum Aaron Tiku, V'chais Vemer, then you do the next bracha, Mishan Nas Avisena Ayamsev, this is the first extra bracha, Mishan Nas Avisena Ayamsev, Huyan Eschem, Vishmab Kotakasrem, Him is that Baruch Zechan Shkakas, Ve'enayim Machar of Amen, and the Tzibur answers, Amen. Notice if you ever saying Amen, in the Mishnah we said, Baruch Shankar Machar Salamed, that's going to be one of the main topics of this Amen. The differences. Over here, the Brisa is saying they said Amen, which is ultimately what we say we do. The Chazakas Aimelem, Hariot Ben Aaron, Ario, Blochuas, Ben Aaron. The Chen called Bracha Bracha, they did every Bracha, Bachasam and Tiku, Bachasam Ario. And they alternated between Hariot and Tiku, between Tikia and between Trua through all the Brachas. Hamad Ramurim, when was this said that you answered the Brachas? You ended with Amen, Bigvulin, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, anyway, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they answered Amen. Av Mikdash any came with the Beis Mikdash, that's not what they did. Vishena the ain Amen Mikdash. We don't say Amen at the end of the Bracha Mikdash. We know we say something else. Umanayin Shein Amen Amen Mikdash. How do we know that we don't say Amen in the Beis Mikdash? Nemar Kumu Brachas Hashem Lekechem and Olam Harolam. Get up and bless Hashem Lekechem from this world to that next world. Vivarcho Shein Kvedechem Merma Kol Brachasila and let them bless the name of Hashem Baruch's glory above all blessings and praise. Yachal Kol Brachas Kulan. Al Kol Brachas Kulan Leite El Til Achas. Now, first of all, I would think that all the brachas get one general, one communal Amen for all the brachas. Well, I mean, we're not saying Amen, but one communal response. Tam Lemer, Umremel Kol Bracha Tila. Al Kol Bracha Tein Lei Tila. For every bracha, there's Tila. So first of all, every bracha gets its own response. We don't wait till the end of all the brachas and then respond. We respond after every bracha, number one. Still, but what do we say? We're saying give a special Tila, not Amen. What do we say? Velo Mikdash, Mao Emer. What do we say? What does the Shechiba say? First of all, we're actually changing not just the response to the brachas, we're actually going to change the bracha. Meaning, we end our brachas, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemayat Tefillah, let's say. In the Beis HaMikdash, and the Tzibur responds, Amen. Not only Beis HaMikdash does the Tzibur not respond, Amen. Rather, they say, Baruch Shankar Machazal Amen, like we'll see shortly. The end of the bracha also is different as follows. Baruch Hashem, Elikei Yisrael, Mano Elam, Bar Elam, Baruch Gal Yisrael. Not Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael. Again, Baruch Hashem, Elikei Yisrael, Mano Elam, Bar Elam, Baruch Gal Yisrael. The Tzain, Aina Machrav, and they respond, Baruch Shankar Machazal Amen. V'chazak Nes Aim Elam, Tiku Kakanam, Be Aaron, Tiku, V'chaz Vem Mishan Asaf Maria, Huyan Asaf Mishmab Kot Tachaschem, Ayam Ezeh, Baruch Hashem, Elikei Yisrael, it doesn't stick in the words, but it means again, Mano Elam, Bar Elam, Baruch Zeichan Shkaches, Veinar Ma'achrav, Baruch Shem, Kvei Machusei Leil Amad, V'chazak Nes Aim Elam, Hariyah Bnei Aaron, Hariyah, and the Chazan says, Hariyah, Hariyah, V'chein, B'chol Bracha, Achas Aimer Tiku, Ba'achas Aimer, Hariyah, they alternate between Tiku and Hariyah, Achakem is Kulon, until he completes all of the 7 brachas, the 6 extra plus the elaborated first one. V'chein, Hindigur, Chavta, B'tzvar, V'chanayim, B'tzvar, B'tzichni, we ask the Mishnah, that Chavta and Tzipari, and Chavta and Tzichni, outside the base of Midrash, were night to do this Malach, this leads to shyness of Baruch Hashem Lekei Yisrael and Baruch Shankar Mechazal Aved outside of the Beis HaMikdash, when the matter came from the Chachamim, they said, Amru, that only Shar Mizrach Uvar Abayis did they give the say the brachas in this fashion. Another brisa which has a very similar conversation, just elaborates one or two other pieces. Vistami Kitanya, some say the following brisa. Ibrahim Abraham Esra brachas. They said before the chazan says, we call the chazan, it used to be called the Sheikh Tzibur, says 24 brachas, 18 of every day, and he adds 6 more. Where do you say these 6? We actually haven't said this clearly in our Gemara yet. We had a couple, we spoke on the Mishnah, between Goyal Lerefe, between Goyal Yisrael and Refe, Goyal Yisrael by Reina Venyenu, right? And the bracha Reina and Refeinu. Umarach Begula, and we actually lengthen the bracha Begula itself. Vein Umarach of Amin Al Kol Bracha Bracha Kachar Negem Begulim. That's the main Begulim. Alf Mikdash or Imrim Bracha Shem Akeisom Menam Adam Bracha Yisrael. The bracha wouldn't be Bracha Hashem, would be Bracha Shem Akeisrael. And furthermore, Leinim Achav Amin response wouldn't be Amin. Rather, the response would be Baruch Shem. Kachach Lama Fish Einan Amin Mikdash. We don't see Amin the Mikdash. B'nai Shein Amin Mikdash. Shemar Kum Bracha Hashem Melekechem Adam Adaylam. Vivarcha Shem Kvedachem Ramak Bracha Sila Al Kol Bracha Bracha Tein Lei Sehila Tana Button. Al Rishenis Aimer Baruch Hashem Akeisom Adam Adaylam Baruch Yisrael Veinim Achrav Baruch Shem Kvemachazal Bed. The Chazak Nesses Aimer. The Chazak Nesses. This is not the Chazan. This is not the Shliach Tzibur. This is like the Gabbai or the Shamish. He calls out, Tiku Bukayim Kanim Tiku. V'chayzev Aimer Misha Nas Avram Bar Maria. Who Yan Nesachem Mishpah Bekol Tachasachem Hayem Azem. Vein Taken Marian. Vein Taken Marian. And then they blow Tkiya Tru Tkiya. V'ashinu Aimer Baruch Hashem Akeisom Adam Adam Baruch Zechon Ishkachis. Vein Aimer Achav Baruch Shem Kvemachazal Bed. V'chazak Nesses Aimer Bnei Aron Ariyo. So if you see what's going on over here, we're adding another element. Over here, we're saying that in addition to the Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur saying it, they would respond and say again, Misha Ana. There it sounds like to me they would respond again. The Chazan would respond and say, Tiku Kanam Tiku to the additional Misha Ana that was said. Notice over here also, it's Tkiya Trua Tkiya every time instead of alternating Tkiyas and Truas. Slightly different than before. Here we go back to the other way. And when this came in front of the Chachamim, they said that Rav Chalavta and Chananya Matrajan were not doing it properly because it's only supposed to be in the Makom Beis HaMikdash and not everywhere else. We'll pause over here. I'll pick it tomorrow. Have a wonderful